Way.
And in motion near sideline, handoff to Ethan Wisner once again. He rumbles across the goal line. 2-point conversion is good, and now the Lakers lead by 14 points, 22-8, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Carlson Russell's kick comes into the 20-yard line by Connor Gettle. Meets it in stride and gets all the way out to the 48-yard line, a 28-yard return for the quarterback, fullback, punter, safety, defensive end. Drives the bus, paint porch. We'll pop the popcorn if that is allowed. First and 10 for USA, trailing by 14 points, 22-8. Lakers scoring for the third time tonight.
And Lakers with an absolutely fantastic drive, chewing up clock, running the football, even mixing in a pass when they needed it, just taking all the air out of that USA defense. Just when they thought they had them, a big pass was just the dagger in the back, and they finish off the drive with a powerful couple of runs from Ethan Wisner.
5-yard run for Ethan Wisner into the end zone, plus the 2-point conversion from the same man. Connor Gettle hands it off right up the middle to Braylon Ballard. He falls backwards but forward out across midfield to the 49-yard line. A 3-yard pickup for Ballard. Second down in 7 upcoming for the Patriots. Tackle made by Colton Oyevita.
Ballard has 69 yards rushing, setting the pace for the Patriots. And that 3-yard run is the second longest run of the game.
Aside from that 65-yard run.
Well, that's number one.
Second down in 7. From the 48.5-yard line of Lakers. Left, right across your radio are the away team, USA Patriots in their road white uniforms, Lakers in all green. Coming up to the line of scrimmage, led by the senior, number 64, Evan Vols, a sophomore. Everyone else a senior on that front line for the Patriots. Connor Gettle taking his time, 3-man backfield in the straight tee, handoff up the gut and nothing going there whatsoever. That was Blake Smithers on the stop for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers so much that he couldn't even see the ball carrier. On the bottom there is Braylon Ballard somewhere, pushed a yard loss in the play back to midfield at the 50.
And looks like 52, Colton Oyevita also in there as well, but it starts up front with the Lakers front four, and that time they run right into the arms of Blake Smithers. He's able to just completely stop all momentum, and that's when Oyevita comes flying in to help clean up that tackle, but absolutely perfectly done, staying disciplined in your gaps, making that tackle when the running back gets to your area, and that brings up two short runs for USA, leading to another third down and long situation.
Third down and 8. Connor Gettle keeps it for himself right in, cuts back inside across the 45 out to the 44. Tackle made by the inside man, Blake Smithers, defensive tackle. Short of the first down marker, but it will set up a fourth down and 2. Actually, fourth down and 3, according to the spot. They need to get out to the 42-yard line. Four down territory, Dave, from here on out?
It has to be, yes. I thought the last situation was when they were down 1 score, but now when you're down 2 with 30 seconds to go in the quarter, I absolutely think this is do-or-die time for USA. Lakers makes the stop. I think that this game is virtually over and Lakers wins. USA, though, gets that first down. They get a little break at the end of the quarter to figure out how they're going to finish this drive off. Then all you got to do is come up with one stop. One stop and give their offense a second chance.
10 seconds remain in the third quarter. Lakers 22, USA 8. The USA at the line of scrimmage. 5 seconds left in the third. Connor Kendall gets the snap off. Handoff up the middle. Has the first down. Walker Foley's in for the running. At the 20, no one in front of him. To the 10, the 5. Touchdown, USA. On the final play of the third quarter, Walker Foley breaks free for the 44-yard run, converting on the 4th-and-3 and finds the end zone for the second time tonight for the USA Patriots. 22-14.
Huge for the USA Patriots. They just needed a first down to stay into this game at the end of the quarter, but instead, Foley goes right through the heart of that Laker defense, untouched, into a huge scoring situation now with a 2-point conversion coming up here before the end of the quarter.
Trying to make this a 6-point ball game. 22-14 is the current score. Lakers still leading by 8 points. As the first score for the USA Patriots since the 56-second mark left in the first quarter. T formation, Connor Kendall under center. Jeremiah Hahn in the backfield with Braylon Ballard and Walker Foley. Hand off to Foley right up the middle. Gets close to that first or the goal line, but he is pushed backwards. The 2-point conversion, no good. USA leads by 8 points, 22-14, after 3 quarters of play, right here on the WLW Sports Network. An 8-point ball game with 12 minutes left.
Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.
In support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.
Quarters of play are in the books, and we have a 1-touchdown lead for the USA for the Elgin Pigeon Vapor Lakers. The USA Patriots just find the end zone for the second time tonight. 5 collective scores, 3 for Lakers, 2 for USA, 22-14 as we enter the fourth quarter. Dave Hansen, your thoughts?
It was absolutely a huge play for USA. I don't like to sugarcoat things, Clarkson. They've been manhandled this game. I really feel that way, other than 2 plays. But those 2 plays have been absolutely huge for the Patriots. A 65-yard touchdown run by Ballard and a 44-yard touchdown run by Walker Foley on 4th-and-2. Turns out to be the 2 biggest plays of the game for USA. So now they're down 8 to start this fourth quarter, but they're kicking off to the Lakers. So obviously an onside kick is an option, but one way or another, this defense has to come up with a stop to give their offense another shot. But this Lakers offense is rolling.
Jeremiah Hahn's kick goes off, and now we have whistles. And there was no whistle before they kicked, so they will try and redo this one. So, it's a nice practice swing there. So Nehemiah Parmenter will get another shot at this one from their own 40-yard line, kicking right to left across your radio. Deep back for the Lakers would be number 23, Zach Kretschmer. And looks like number 1, Mason Dubes. Wrong side of the 53 there. Other area scores in the third quarter. Sandusky leading Upley 30-14. Cass City leading Harbor Beach 30-0 in the third quarter as well. Vassar and Carroll still at 26-16. Carroll leading by 10. Kick comes in at the 23-yard line by Zach Kretschmer across the 30, down to the 35, dives back in, and he's stopped at the 20, at the 32-yard line by a big slew of USA Patriots. Leading the charge was number 77, Samuel Cook, right guard, linebacker, and a junior. First and 10 for the Lakers with 11:55 left in regulation, leading by 8 points, 22-14.
Now, this is a big series now for Lakers because they have the game in hand, up 8 points with 11:55 to go in the fourth quarter on your home field. This is exactly the situation you want to be in against one of your toughest rivals in the area, the USA Patriots. Now, they're looking to chew clock, run for those first downs and stay in bounds and see if they can chew up as much clock as possible.
Ethan Wisner with two lead blockers out of the I formation gets all the way out to the 45-yard line for a 9-yard gain. Kirkland Krzyzewski on the stop for the USC Patriots, a yard short of the